say one of these big plants that are run by people like Foremost or somebody like that, would you call something like that a dairy?
Yes, it would be. But probably they would put the term commercial in front of commercial dairy, whereas if it was a one family operation, it would be family dairy.
Well, say, you know, in the days before people had much refrigeration, what did they do with perishable things, you know, like milk or butter, you know, to keep them cool if they didn't have a refrigerator? You have any idea?
Ice boxes, but before that, and this is sociological, but they shared a lot more of it,
yeah.
You know, and with neighbors and stuff, and that's basically how they dealt with. But they, you know, they learned to just make what they could use, mm-hmm. and it was, but there was waste, you know, before.
Yeah.
Refrigeration.
Yeah. Some place like. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but maybe a place where you have some running water where people might go and place the milk and the butter, you know, so that the water would flow across and keep it cool that way. Are you familiar with, have you ever heard of
it? Yeah, I don't know what they're called. It's been related to me, you know, heard the story of it.
Right. Have you ever heard something like that called a dairy or a spring house or something like that?
No, I haven't.
Or maybe, have you ever heard of people taking their milk or their butter and lowering it down into wells?
Right, that was more, now then that was more common.
In your part of the country, do you think people did that back whenever?
Or in the ground or whatever, you know, they, that's...
Was there any particular name for that? Or,
no, not that.
Or say, talking about the farm, the open place where your cows and chickens and other animals might be free to just walk around, you would call that area the
cattle in that area would be the pasture.
That would be
the barnyard.
The barnyard would be
for the smaller animals.
I see. And the pasture is the place where they graze, your cattle graze.
Right.
Well, was that usually, are pastures fenced in where you're from, or are they open?
They're fenced in. They have to be.
Kind of law?
No, well, it was the law of, you know, private property. It just came to that point. They had.
Well, what type of fencing would usually be used in a
barbed wire is most prevalent in our, because we don't have that much wood. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with any other types of wire fencing besides barbed wire that would be used?
Barbed wire is very prevalent. It's, you know, in our part of the country, they got its biggest start coming down that way. And it's about, and baling wire is used just for that hay baling, and there's very few fences that would have any of that.
Do you use this type of wire that it's shaped as little hexagons or something?
Chicken
like
wire.
That would be chicken wire.
And that would be only for animal pens.
Mm-hmm. I see. Or say, have you ever seen do you have any idea what type of fencing was used in the days before you had much wire fencing at all? Say if somebody was going to fence his pasture?
Until wire, there wasn't widespread fencing.
Were there any fences that you know of made out of wood, just plain old wood?
Very few in our area. The mesquite trees that there weren't that many, and wood just wasn't prevalent to be used.
Mm-hmm. Or have you might not have seen them out there, but are you familiar with the type of wooden fence that was made from rails?
Yeah, split rail fences.
Your conception of that. Have you ever seen one?
Yes.
Out there?
No, not enough. I've seen them in Kentucky, Tennessee.
I see.